Good Tuesday. Today is December the 17th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, nationwide farm equipment sales are on the decline, both agricultural tractors and combines seeing lower numbers. We'll take a look at the breakdowns after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Farm equipment sales making agricultural headlines as both agricultural tractors and combine sales are an arrow pointing downward for the year. November sales for all categories of ag tractors and combines were down compared to the year before, and yet to be reported are December tractor and combine sales that will probably not change the outcome. Now, the November 2024 ag tractor and combine report has gone all negative, all of it. November tractor sales were down 14.5% compared to November of 2023, and for the year, January through November, tractor sales were down 13.4% compared to the same first 11 months of 2023. Now, the monthly tractor and combine report came from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Combine sales in November were down 46.7% from November of 23. And for this year, January through November, combine sales were down 24.1%. That compared to the same 11 months in 2023. Leading the declines are small tractors, those being under 100 horsepower. Now, this is not new news. This has been the case for all of 2024. Sales of tractors 40 horsepower and below were down 10.4% in November compared to what it was the year before. And for the year, under 40 horsepower tractor sales are down 14.5%. That compared to, again, January through November of 23. Sales of the tractors 40 to 100 horsepower in November were down 13.6% compared to the year prior, and they're down a total of 10% January to November this year compared to what they were in the months last year. Commercial-sized farm tractors are taking a pretty good shackling as well. Sales of two-wheel drive 100 horsepower plus tractors from November of 23 to November of 2024 were down 37%, and for the 11 months, that being 2024, compared to what they were the year prior, when they were down 16.4%. Now, while the raw numbers of units sold are not large, sales of the big four-wheel drive tractors fell 40.8% in November over November 23. That's 167 units sold in 2024 compared to 282 units sold in November of 23. So for the 11 months of 2024, four-wheel drive tractor sales are down 1.6% compared to January through November of last year. This news not surprising when we now hear about the layoffs at John Deere and other manufacturers. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. Talk about the drought conditions that everyone had been experiencing earlier, as the first U.S. Drought Monitor of December points to a month-over-month decrease in drought coverage for the country and for winter crop and commodity production areas. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
When it comes to the U.S. Drought Monitor around the first week of December, the look at crops and commodities in drought is usually a short one. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says, after all,
we're in the northern hemisphere early winter at this point, so it's pretty much the off season for agriculture, except in some of our winter ag areas of the deep south.
Yet there is notable news about drought coverage of crops and commodities per the Drought Monitor for the period ending December 3rd. The reason?
November turned out to be quite stormy in much of the western and central United States. That was good news in terms of drought reduction or eradication.
So regarding the lower 48 states in drought over the month of November?
October 29th, the U.S. Drought Monitor, we saw a drought coverage in the United States a little over 54%. And that was the highest U.S. drought coverage in about 2 years, going all the way back to December of 2022. Stepping forward about 5 weeks to December 3rd, we've seen that drought coverage come down more than 10 percentage points. We currently stand at a U.S. drought coverage of 43.64%. So heading in the right direction.
How does that translate into crops and commodities in drought? Start with winter wheat.
It's been basically all planted at this point, except in a few southern fields. And we show, as of December 3rd, that 29% of the U.S. winter wheat production area experiencing drought as we begin the month of December. That is down significantly from a autumn peak of 62%, that occurring on October 29th. So we've more than halved the drought coverage in our key winter wheat production areas. That is obviously has been reflected in those improving winter wheat conditions that we have seen throughout the month of November.
And in terms of other commodities in drought coverage,
our U.S. hay production area in drought has dropped 15 percentage points over the last 5 weeks after peaking at 63% on October 29th. It has now fallen to 48%. And our U.S. cattle inventory in drought also falling significantly over the last 5 weeks from a peak of 62% on October 29th to 40% by early December.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.